as we've talked earlier, laying the grounds for a possible consolidation. What was the mood last night, first of all?
I thought it was a pretty good mood. I mean, it was a cooperative mood. Meeting moved along really well. It didn't take that long. We had about 6 or 7 points of agreement, you know, including the agreement to form the Committee of 10, the agreement on how to compose, you know, who would be on the Committee of 10, steps toward, like, when do we need certain things completed. Those were the kinds of things that we took care of in the special board meeting, the combined board meeting, and it really went along pretty smoothly.
Are you going to be able to get this on the November ballot, do you think, at this point?
Yes, we do. We know that there's going to be some, quite a bit of meeting time in a short period of time, but it can be done. The biggest issues that have to be done by May the 7th, or a little bit before that to get the petition done, are the tax rate, the four operating funds, education fund, operation and maintenance fund, transportation fund, and the working cash fund. And also, how are we going to elect the school board members? Those are the things that have to be done by essentially the end of April to allow the attorneys to build the petition. And then the rest of the work can, we've given the Committee of 10 until, I believe it was sometime in August, which would give 2 months then for them to make presentations after that point. So there is time to get the work done. We just know that there will be early on quite a few meetings to do that.
You said there were a number of points, and I mean, if you want to enumerate all 6 or 7, that's perfectly right. But at least what were some of the points of agreement? I suspect that there probably were quite a few more, but what were some of those points that would be of interest, particularly major interest to parents?
Well, the ones that we did last night were primarily just how are we going to go about this process? Again, how are we putting the Committee of 10 together? Who is going to be on the Committee of 10, and that in the sense of how many board members, how many other community members from each town. Obviously, with two school districts involved, you're going to have 5 representatives from each school district on the Committee of 10. In our case, we have 3 board members. I think Abingdon has 2, and that has to do with what kind of volunteer ratio we had in various areas. The deadlines that we have, we'll have a special board meeting that we have tentatively set for May the 6th, which is a Sunday afternoon, which would be to potentially approve the petition that would be due to the Regional Office of Education on May the 7th. It's those types of things, process issues at this particular point. The Committee of 10 is going to be holding its first meeting tonight and will be electing their officers, setting up subcommittees, and setting the first subcommittee meetings when they're going to be. And that's where the rubber really begins to meet the road as we get down to the actual business of processing data and information.
So right now you're not actually talking about the district per se. You're laying the groundwork at this point.
Correct. The only thing that we, in the charge that will be given to the Committee of 10, is that we have pre-agreed that the high school would be located in Abingdon, the middle school in Avon, and each town would have their own elementary schools.
Mm-hmm. Does the Committee of 10 have a chairperson at this point?
Not yet. That will be elected this evening.
Then the other thing, I guess, would be like the previous 3 district consolidation, when that was on the ballot, it also had the candidates for school board. Do you think this will work the same way, or would you have time to have a separate school board election if the district is approved in November?
Technically, there would be time to do it, a separate school board election in April. The problem with that is that it then leaves you a small amount of time to work with before the new school district has to get started. Illini West, when they did their conversion a few years ago, they had everyone elected in November and then had hired an interim superintendent to come in, and it gave them about 8 months to work through a lot of data and information as opposed to if you wait until April, you're down to 3 months before the new school year begins from a fiscal standpoint, business standpoint. It just makes a lot more sense to have everything done in November and allow your new school board as much flexibility as possible in making decisions.
Well, and it would seem, too, that it's going to be everything down to, like, who's going to teach what class. But you also have your regular issues, like if someone retires or someone moves on. I mean, you've got the normal functions you'd have to perform regardless, plus the additional workload.
Correct. Yes. And until the new school district would actually take effect, assuming, you know, that we would get this on the ballot and it passes, all of those kinds of hiring decisions would still be left with the original districts. So just like with the three-way, if there are to be any reduction in force that would have to be done, the two individual school districts would have to do their own reduction in force, and then the new school district could look at, okay, do we need to call any of those back? Because all of those decisions have to be made by essentially the March board meetings, and the new school district doesn't have any official releasing power on any of those employees until July 1 when they begin as a new school district. So that still lies with the old school district to make those kinds of decisions until the new school district starts on July 1.
So there would be about 7-month lag from the election to the actual incorporation is not the right word here, but the formation of the combined district.
Right, until official business begins, the state recognition of the district.